Welcome to Harvest Valley Worship Center's Sermon of the Week. You can discover more about our church, pastors, and special guests at hvwc.com. We hope that you are blessed by today's message.
You guys ready to get in the Word today? Yes, sir. I'm excited to preach.
I'm excited to listen.
Let's go. Okay. Last week, I spoke on Luke 11, 9 through 13, which was where Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." And in that context, I talked about how God will use creative miracles to answer all three of those requests, the asking, the seeking, and the knocking, that when you have a deep need, God will provide a creative miracle for you. We looked at the example of the breaking of the bread and the loaves and the fishes to feed 5,000 men plus women and children fed. And there was a need, and the Lord saw it, and he said, "Hey, let's go ahead and feed them, and I'm going to do a creative miracle. I'm going to produce something out of something else and let it multiply." We see this with Elisha and her, a prophet's wife, has two sons. She's a widow. He died, and two sons are in slavery, and in that process, she calls on the prophet and says, "Help, my two sons, I owe a lot of money, and my sons are about to be sold into slavery to pay for the debt." And Elisha says, "Well, what do you got?" "I got a little bit of oil in a jar." "Well, gather up," he gives a word of wisdom, "gather up as many," which requires action, "gather up as many jars as you can and begin to close the door behind you and begin to pour out. Begin to pour out what you have." And the Lord multiplied that little oil till it filled all the jars. Then he said, "Okay." She goes, "Okay, we're out. We're out of jars." Poured out all the oil. He goes, "Great, sell those and pay your debt. And the rest you can live on." God is very interested in your need, and he will supply your need through creative miracles when you ask and you seek and you knock. I want to talk about this concept of asking and seeking and knocking on a little different level today, because there's a correlation that I found that I think is really important for us to wrap our head around so that we can operate fully in entering into our prophetic destiny. So, let's pray. I'm going to read some scriptures and we're going to dive in. Are you guys ready? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you that you are the victorious one. I thank you that in you is all knowledge, all understanding, and all wisdom. Thank you, God, that we get this picture of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament and in this thought of wisdom being the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're a giver of good gifts, and we ask, God, that you would align our minds, our hearts, our soul, with your perfect will for our lives today. God, I thank you that as I speak today, your voice will be in my voice, that people will hear your voice, not mine, that they'll be impacted by your word, not through the words crafted by me, but by your Spirit. It would speak life and speak hope and speak a destiny over people today that they are so desperately in need of. And Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you would pour out in the greatest measure today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Getting thirsty. All right. So, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Proverbs 24, please. Proverbs 24. If you have your phone, go ahead and pop that baby out. Go to that YouVersion app. I apologize. For those of you on AT&T, there is no Wi-Fi today. If you're on Verizon, you're probably okay. Okay, I got a no and a yeah. All right. Oh, your phone, Mike. No, I'm just messing with you. All right, Proverbs 24. We're going to look at verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." In Luke 11, 9 and 10, it says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." This picture of the house is very interesting because he says, listen, the house is going to be built by wisdom. The foundation is going to be understanding. But once you're done building, the room is filled with knowledge, present and precious riches. The rooms will be filled, but you got to build the house with wisdom and have understanding as a foundation. Now, if we're to make a correlation, and how many of you are watching our Insight Now broadcasts on Tuesday nights? We do Mark Crawford, Peter DeWitt, and Malvina and myself, we do a weekly live stream. You can, of course, get it anywhere you get podcasts. It's up every single week. We do this live stream on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock. If you want to, you can tune in on YouTube or Facebook. But we've been having this conversation around wisdom for about 3 years. Right, that we've felt very strongly that we've moved from a season where the gift mix that was primary in the body of Christ went from the prophetic word of knowledge, which meant that God would give me insight and clarity into things that I know nothing of. Right, this would happen, just an example, this would happen when some gentleman would come to the altar and I begin praying and the Lord would expose the hidden sin in his life. And he would show me that as a word of knowledge. I'd see it, but it's not my place to call that out in the moment. Let's just be real clear, okay? Prophets, anybody can find dirt. You have to say, God, what are you saying? What's the gold? What is the thing that you're saying and doing in this person? So I just ministered to what God was saying, what God was doing. One of the things that's shifting is that now that the word of knowledge has been established, and there's some amazing prophetic voices out there that are really excellent with their word knowledge, but we felt like there was a transition in 2020 to the word of wisdom. This was a decade for wisdom. Okay? You following me? Okay. Now, with that, as we were talking about this message that I brought last week, we started to tie these pieces together that when you ask, what are you asking for? Oftentimes we have a need, we have something going on, but when God speaks, it's a knowing of what he is doing. It's a knowing of this is where he's going. There is a knowledge that you should be receiving if you're listening when you pray. Do you like how I said that? If you listen, he's going to tell you something. That knowledge is key because that's ultimately going to be what's filling the rooms. By knowledge, the rooms will be filled with precious and pleasant riches. So he will show you even the finished product of what he's going to do in providing for you. He'll show you the thing that he wants to accomplish. So when we ask, we're receiving answers. Right? I think this is a guide that is going to unlock so many of our prayer lives. Because God will speak the answer. Hey, I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to do this great thing for you. You're going to minister in the nations, Dennis. Right? You've got the answer. Right? You've got the answer. So many of us have heard God. We know what that thing is. Oh, God's going to do that. He's going to save my lost children. He's going to do this. And then we sit back and we go, okay, God, you gave me the answer. Thank you. I'm just going to wait till you do all the things. And then I don't have to do anything because, God, you said. That's not accurate. He who asks receives. He who seeks finds. I'm just going to say that the scriptures tell us to seek out understanding. What is the understanding? The understanding might be part of the how. The understanding might be that he's going to give you maybe some level of insight into something on how it's supposed to go. Right? And then we have to knock. And the knocking is the action item. This is that God-directed action. Like, what is the thing? And that is actually the proper use of wisdom. Are you guys ready to break this down with me? I'm going to do a little deep dive. Are you guys all right? All right. So if we're going to ask, I wanted to give you an overview so nobody was like, what is he talking about now? Okay. Ask, and it will be given to you. This is the discovery of what God ultimately wants to do. Now, when we have an ask, it's really important to ask three questions. Number one, what is the word of the Lord about this thing? God, what are you saying? Not like I'm really good at putting words in God's mouth. Anybody else? Okay, I can do it. I got a great idea, God. I think this is what you're saying today. No, we need to ask, what is the word of the Lord? And then we need to do this. Whenever we're praying over a concern, whenever there's an issue, there's a crisis, we have to say, God, what is your will and what are you saying? Sometimes this will require stepping out of your comfort zone to tell someone else about your need, because God might have that word through someone else. It's not healthy in the body to be isolated and closed off to everyone about what's happening inside of you and around you. This is why we need deep friendships. This is why God set us in a body. God, what ultimately do you desire to bring forth? What is your will? What are you saying? And what do you want to do? Just ask those questions. God, what is your will for this? What are you saying about this? And what do you want to do in this situation? God will begin to unfold answers that might surprise you. He may begin unfolding answers that you already know, but he's going to encounter you in a way that builds your ability to believe him. How many of you know I need to hear something more than once? And my wife said, amen. So let me just give you some examples. So what I'm talking about is God speaking into a situation prophetically. And the reason why I use the word prophetic is because he's telling you of something to come. You might not have it yet, but he's telling you of something he's trying to do, somewhere that he's going, something to come. And he can do it very generally, very, very generally. Like, we know that as sons, he's going to purify us and make us righteous. He's going to sanctify us. Amen? So some of us can be in the middle of a struggle, and generally, like, I know that his will is for me to be pure. I know that his will is for me to live out righteousness, that I don't scream in my car at the dude who cut me off. Says 7B, but I'm pretty sure he's from California. You know, I mean, like, that might be a thought that some people have. And if you've been here from California for more than a year, you're already saying it, so don't act like you're not. I moved up here to get away from these people. You know, what's really interesting is that generally speaking, God does, like, let me just use this concept of abundance, right? God, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly, more abundantly. So we know that in general, God wants us to live in abundance. Amen? Okay, I'll try it again. Do you think God wants you to live in abundance? Okay. So Jeremiah 29:11 says, you know, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts not of evil and harm, but thoughts of good to give you a future and a hope. Right? He has good thoughts towards us. He wants us to live in abundance. Sometimes that message needs to come alive in our hearts, that God actually wants to prosper us, wants to give us a future and a hope. And then we go through a process of our faith increasing because we heard his word. We trust his word, and now our faith increases. And, you know, it might be some time that we look back and we go, wow, what an abundant life I'm living. It's general. It might not be something that happens in the moment. Bill Johnson says this recently in a sermon. He said, you know, and I've heard it before, but sometimes we're asking God for the shade of an oak tree and he gives us an acorn. Right? So there are things that he's going to say, you know what, plant that, tend that, water that, do that. Now that's the attachment of wisdom to the word. Tend it, water it. That's wisdom being applied. What's the understanding? It's going to take time for this thing to grow. Right? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, specifically, let me give you a recent example. In 2017, our wonderful friend who's a pastor at the Nazarene Church, Janine Shepherd, who was my administrator here at the church at the time, she was here on a Sunday night. We used to have Sunday night hoedown services, right? I mean, it was wild, fun. So we were having one of our Sunday night services in Janine because she went to the Nazarene Sunday morning, right? So she'd come in Sunday night, and I had a prophetic word. She's like, I saw her, and I'm like, I think I could. You know, she's like, you got a word for me. I said, I think I got a word for you. And so I said, I thought about it, prayed. I was like, Janine, you're going to be an executive director that's going to play a pastoral role over the region. Well, she was on staff as an administrator at the Nazarene, on staff here as an administrator. And she hadn't even thought about getting her pastor's license or anything at the time. In 2019, she began pursuing her pastoral license with the Nazarene Church. This last year, she got licensed as a pastor. She's starting in October as a new executive director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center. It was a very specific word. You're going to be an executive director and you're going to play a pastoral role in the region. It was a very specific word that didn't make a lot of sense at the time, but God gave her understanding and insight in what to do and the wisdom to follow out that word. And then God opened all those doors for her to be placed in that position. Sometimes it'll be very specific like that. Other times it might be very general. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a place where whatever your need is, whatever the word of the Lord is, whatever he's saying, he has a process for each of us to follow. See, ask, seek, and knock. Now, in 2 Chronicles 20:20, it's one of my favorite passages. You've got five armies coming against Judah. And it's King Jehoshaphat, and he doesn't see how they're going to win, and so they call in the prophets, and the prophet begins to tell them what to do, and he gives them some very clear instructions: put on your battle array, get ready, go stand, and the Lord will fight the battle for you. So they sought understanding, they sought it out, and the word of the Lord came, gave them clarity, gave them wisdom, so they knew what to do. And then he says this in verse 20 of 2 Chronicles 20. King Jehoshaphat is encouraging the armies of Judah. It says, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." I believe that we need to be listening more to our peers about what they're saying into our lives. We must break off the independent spirit off of this region by being a people that will listen to one another and hear what the word of the Lord is for each other. Can I ask you a quick question? Are you praying for your peers? Are you praying for your brothers and sisters? Because I believe, you know, there's one guy that texts me at least once a week that he's praying for me, and he will have a word of the Lord for me. God is going to release in you the ability to see and hear, not for yourself, but for those around you. How many of you want to operate more in that? Amen. Amen. Now, just because somebody said it doesn't mean that it's gold. We take every prophetic word and we take those words that we get and we take that to who? Take it to the Lord. Sometimes it'll make your spirit alive and you'll be like, Lord, I like this one. What do you think? What do you think, God? What do you think? What are you saying about that? Sometimes it's just the word that you need to get you through the season. Maybe it's a word that's going to help you make the right choices as you enter in to the next battle that you have to go through. So, it is the asking and it is the prophetic word that reveals the knowledge. When the house gets built, when the house is built, what is in the house? What is in the house? See, God will reveal the purpose of what is being built for you often before you build it. In fact, I would say he already has a plan for what's going to go in every single room before you start building. He's already designed your whole entire destiny. He's already got plans for you, generally and specifically, that he wants revealed so that you can build the house, so that it is filled with the precious and pleasant riches of his perfect will being done in your life. Now, seek and you will find. Seek and you will find. What this means, chase it down. Chase it down. Find it. Understand what the will of God is. Surrounding the words and the plans of God. Begin to ask God for understanding and insight into what he said. Seek understanding. Help me understand what you're doing with that, God. Take it to the next level. In a prophetic church, charismatic church, whatever you want, Pentecostal, whatever you want to call us, listen, we know that we can hear the voice of God. And when you hear the voice of God, are you seeking understanding with what he is doing? We have to go to the next level. Sometimes we get our words and we're like, I got a word. And that's as far as we go. Seek understanding. One of the issues with understanding is that he will maybe reveal the purpose of the riches that are in your house. How many people are you going to feed? How many lives are going to be changed and transformed? He's going to give you understanding around, like I'm just going to use Dennis because he talks about this. He's called to go to the nations with a healing ministry. And I keep bringing it up because, man, we're going to get more understanding. We're going to get more wisdom on this. One of the things that has to happen is Dennis has to understand fully the weight and the value of the word. God has given Dennis so many insights about what that's going to look like. He's seen it. He's been there in the spirit. He has previous experiences that the Lord will highlight and he can draw on so that he understands what God is trying to do through the word. Are you following me? Now, in Proverbs 24, it says, by understanding it is established. By understanding it is established. We get the word of the Lord, and we must seek out understanding. Another word, translation for the word understanding is the word insight. We need to get the insight into the word. What do we need to know about the word and his will that will guide our process? What do we know about his word and his will that will guide our process? The insight will become a guide for you. What insight do we need to be grounded in our pursuit? Let me say it again. What insight do we need to be grounded in our pursuit of the word? Because sometimes without grounding, I'll go run way over here, and God's like, I never told you to go over there. You didn't seek understanding. And we'll take this big action step without any understanding of what he's trying to do. So we have to ask, what insight do we need to be grounded in our pursuit? What is the heart of God for this arena? What will be needed for us to pursue this? What will be needed for us to pursue this? This is all about understanding. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, this is David is suddenly, he's been hiding out from Saul, and everybody's leaving Saul. All the great warriors are leaving Saul because he's become a tyrant, and they're going to David because they fought with David. They know his character. They know him. They know him. So they're all showing up out in the desert at these caves, and like all of these tribes and all of these men start coming, these mighty warriors. And one of the groups is called the Sons of Issachar. It says that they had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Understanding will tell you more about timing than anything else. If you're unclear on timing, on a word, seek understanding. Lord, give me insight into the timing. I'm going to give you a prophetic caution. If you get a prophetic word, and it's now, I got to do it now, just check in with somebody. Please, check in with somebody. Because so often, what the devil will pressure you to do is to not understand the timing. He doesn't mind if you get prophetic words all day, as long as you don't understand them. Are you with me? So, seek understanding. Understand the time like the sons of Issachar, that they knew what Israel ought to do. And God will reveal what you ought to do. Understand, seek it, and you will find it. Okay? All right. So, understanding becomes the foundation for what God is doing. Right? Because it says, by understanding, it's established. The more understanding you gain, the deeper your foundations go for the building that God wants to build. The more you understand about what God's asking of you and what God is putting you into, the more you seek understanding, the deeper the foundation is laid and the greater building God can build for his purpose and for his pleasure. What insights has God provided about the words that you know are true about your life? What insights has God provided you? What understanding do you have about the words that you know are true about your life? Things that God has spoken over you that you know are true. And I don't care if it's just a Bible verse that you owned it and that's me. Awesome. Yes. Do you understand what he's saying? As many of us are shaking our heads no. Seek and you will find. We are blown in the wind because we lack foundation. Let me tell you, one of the best ways to find understanding is to take the word that you've got, ask God to break it down for you, ask God to give you insight about it, And then seek the word. Pray over it. Ask God to give you scriptures that cement it into your life. You know, I struggled for so long with sexual addiction. One of the things that I really had to, that one of the ways that I got grounded in the establishing of my faith and ability to overcome was I memorized all of Romans 6. The whole chapter. I memorized the whole thing. Why? Because it was all about putting to death the deeds of the flesh and living under the power of the Spirit. It's all about letting the old man die, letting the new man live. I had understanding that that was what the Lord wanted to do. Then he gave me insight through a mentor who said, you need to memorize this whole chapter. Now, wisdom says do it. Actually follow through and do that thing. So what insight is the Lord giving you? Seek out the word. Talk to a mentor. Talk to your friends. People that you trust. Can I just encourage you? Ask the questions. Seeking understanding is about asking the questions. It's not just about getting epiphanies, but we can interrogate God about it. All right, God, I don't understand this. I need understanding. You said that I'm going to do this. God, you told me that I would speak to the leaders of nations. I don't understand that. I didn't understand it until I was speaking in front of a room filled with leaders of nations. Oh, got it. Seek understanding and it will be established. Are you following? Are we good? I want to really provide all of us with the keys and the tools so that we grow and become the people that God has called us to be. We will not be a people who are lukewarm, half in, half out, without lacking clarity. We won't do it. Knock and it will be open to you. The next one. Knock and it will be open to you. You see, God will give you the actions and the skill to fulfill his word. God will give you the action and the skill to fulfill his word. I'm going to say it again because some of you don't believe me. God will give you the action and the skill to fulfill his word. It's through wisdom that the house is built. By understanding, it's established, but the house is actually built on with wisdom. Notice it says that it's built. Who's building it? You are. You're the one who's actually building the house. God gives you the wisdom and the skill to build. God has skill to teach you so that you can build in order to fulfill the prophetic word. He's got skills to teach you. Another word used for skill or for wisdom is skill. And too often we get knowledge and understanding. Like we'll get an understanding of what he wants to do and we'll get the knowledge of what he will do, but we don't do anything about it, right? And this is why I think Jesus said, knock and it will be given to you. Or knock and the door will be opened. Like knock and it's going to happen. You're going to enter in. We wait. Let me say this. How many of you know God can build the house all on his own? He doesn't need us. That's not how he designed us. He designed us to walk with him and do it with him. It's a cop out. When we say, God doesn't need me for this. He is inviting you into a process to change your life and the world around you. It requires wisdom to do that. Genesis 2:15, right? The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. God taught Adam how to tend and keep the garden. God could have tended and keep it all on his own. He didn't need Adam to do that, but he actually planted a garden, put Adam and Eve into it, and then taught them how to tend it and how to keep it. He gave them the wisdom and the skill to make sure that the garden grew. This is God's plan from the very beginning. He partnered with Adam in giving him skill and wisdom to fulfill the word of the Lord. The skill that God taught had purpose. The skill that God taught had purpose. What was that? To take dominion of an untamed earth. He planted a garden so that they would learn how to take dominion over the land. Now, as you seek understanding, you will start to get blueprints, and then God will give you the supply. He will give you what's needed to fulfill the vision, and he's going to do it by developing your skills. If you feel like you're called to be a preacher, start practicing preaching in the mirror at home. Called to be an evangelist, practice sharing the gospel in the mirror at home. Start developing the skill, whatever it is that God is calling you into. You want to be a great writer. Take some classes. Learn how to write better. Right? Like, you actually have to give something. He'll give you wisdom, and he will take the little bit of effort that you give, and he will multiply it. And he will let it become something greater than what you could ever do on your own. That's how his partnership works. You don't have to be perfect at it. You have to give yourself to it. And then he does something with it. He's also going to use skills that you probably already have. Part of the reason why you maybe have the skills that you have is because God's had a plan. And then you've developed this skill and this skill and this skill. And when you finally get there, like, oh my gosh, all of those skills prepared me to do this skill. He's really good like that. He's really good like that. Let me just tell you, for many of you, you feel like you're at the very beginning and you're starting from scratch. That's a lie. God's been at work since before you were born for you to fulfill your destiny. So you're not starting from scratch. He wants to build on what he's already given you up to this point. Amen? Amen. He will add to what you already have for the sake of your growth and for you to build the house. Through wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. God empowers us for all three through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to dive just real quick into Luke 11, where he says, ask, seek, knock. And then he says this really interesting thing. Which father is going to give a son? And he makes some comparisons between good and evil. Right? And understand that God sees you as a son, and he's got good things for you. See, one of the things that messes us up is we don't believe that we're actually sons. This is why when Jesus says, ask, seek, and knock, you'll receive it. You're going to find it. The door is going to open. Why? Because you're a son. I think it's just critical to understand that so much of even how we view ourselves as sons will also determine how much you hear about your understanding and your wisdom. If we come as a slave, I talk about this a lot recently. I heard a message that just messed me up. I was at a conference, spoke at a conference in Yakima about a month ago. And one of the speakers made this comment. We start as slaves where we say, yes, Lord, whatever you say. You're my master, right? We all have to start there, right? Like, whatever you say, God, I'm in. If it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, doesn't matter, I'm in, I'm going to do it. But then he transitions, this is Jesus talking to his disciples, and then he transitions from a slave to a servant. Now you're servants. That means that you're in the house now. You're not outside staying somewhere else and just working in the field and slaving away. Now you're actually serving in the house. You get to hear the conversations that the master's having. You get to even maybe give counsel as a servant, right? God might be interested in letting you in on conversations and having conversations with you about things. But then at the end, he says, you're no longer my servants. You're my friends. And his friends, what do you want to do? What's in your heart to do? How do you want to do this? It goes from him just telling us what to do to a divine partnership where we go like, God, this is really a burdening my heart and this is where I feel like I need to be going. And he's like, okay, let's talk about that. Yeah, I have understanding about that. I have wisdom about that. I do see what's coming in that because he's still our Lord. He's still going to give us the guidance, the clarity, the understanding, the wisdom, but it's now as sons, not just slaves. God wants to move us into a depth of relationship that takes us past where we have been before. What's really interesting is that God built his own house, the tabernacle, and the temple through wisdom. Listen to this. Exodus 35, 30 through 33. And Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord is called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge. Did you hear that? By the Spirit of God, this man has been filled with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and skill, and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. This man was set aside because the Spirit of God was on him, because he had the skill, he had the wisdom, he had the understanding, he had the insight, he had the knowledge and the awareness of what needed to happen in order for the tabernacle to be built. God built his own house using people empowered by the Holy Spirit with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Of course, we see the same thing with Solomon building the temple. In fact, his dad got the knowledge. His dad had the plans built. His dad laid out the blueprints, and Solomon came with wisdom and understanding and executed it to such a degree that when the Queen of Sheba came to inspect this amazing thing, she saw the stairs. She saw the stairs that went from the temple to the king's house, and she lost her breath. Another word for that is she passed out. The skill and the wisdom of the craftsmanship under Solomon's direction was so great that someone who understood the glory of it literally passed out. That's how God builds his house. Will you stand with me? See, God is building you. Did you know that? He's building you because you are his spiritual house now. You are the temple of God, where the Holy Spirit himself resides in you. And because he resides in you, he is building you into a glorious house. I believe that today, the Lord has already, as I was speaking, I prayed that the Spirit of God, the voice within my voice, would be speaking to each of you. And I believe that he's either made alive in you a prophetic word, or he's made alive in you something, a level of understanding that you need to seek out. And he's probably also confirmed in you skill that he's already given you to begin to do the thing that God has asked you to do. I'm going to pray. As I pray, I'm asking that each of you open your heart to hear from heaven, from the throne of God, what he says about you, what he's saying about your destiny today. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you for your glory and your goodness. We declare that in all things, God, you are good. I thank you that you do have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a future and a hope. We thank you, God, that you've been speaking with great clarity to each of our hearts today. Father, I pray for anyone clouded in confusion, I command that to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, that we can seek you and find you. Thank you, God, that we can knock and you open the door for us. We thank you, God, that when we ask, you speak. So, Holy Spirit, whether someone is asking, seeking, or knocking today, God, I pray that your voice would be resounding in their head, that they would know the word of the Lord today. We're just going to take a moment and listen. Father, we give ourselves to you fully and completely. We thank you, God, that you're calling us into the depth of our destiny. I thank you, God, that that destiny isn't just about me prospering, but it's for the salvation and the building of your kingdom in this region, in the nations. And God, I thank you that your word is true. I pray for every person here that is lacking clarity, that they would ask, that they would begin at the beginning and ask, God, what are you saying to me about my destiny? What are you saying about my future? And that they would take time to listen. Father, I pray for every person who is seeking understanding. God, I pray that you would give them insight and clarity, that their foundations would go deep, that they would know the impact of the word, that they would understand your will to such a degree that it cements in them a foundation for your glory to be revealed. God, I thank you that sometimes the wisdom is plant it and tend it. And sometimes it's pour it out. God, you know each one of us uniquely. And it is your wisdom, it is the word of wisdom that is going to break forth as we execute your perfect will, as we do exactly what you're asking us to do in your wisdom. This is a room of world changers. This is a room filled with evangelists. This is a room filled with mighty warriors, with people who will not take a no. Everywhere that the devil has been entrenched, these are the ones, God, that will establish your kingdom right there in the middle of where hell is on earth. And we thank you, God, that your will is empowering them, it is strengthening them, and it is giving them the wisdom and the skill to do what you've asked them to do. And I thank you, God, that no one in this room is alone in the process. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you're not clear, but you got a sense of something, will you talk to somebody? Please talk to somebody. Let them know. We need breakthrough on this, because the last 3 weeks, I've made a personal invite here for you to go talk to somebody about something, whether it was to leaders or to friends or whatever. Maybe you're all doing that and I have no idea. But I'm not hearing much. I really encourage you, have the conversation. This is a wisdom issue. You want to get unstuck? Talk to your friends. Talk to a mentor. Talk to the pastors. Talk to people that you trust. And if you're not sure if you trust them, pray and take a risk. Okay? Are you good? I love you guys. I'm excited. Breakthrough's here. Your breakthrough is in your follow through. Your breakthrough is in your follow through. We are not going around the mountain again, church. This is a season for action. Amen? All right. Bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. Harvest Valley Worship Center is called to be a refuge for healing and a launch pad for transformation. If this message impacted you today, please let us know in a comment, or you can email us at media@hvwc.com. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to connecting with you.